joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 6-2 defeat at home to Dartford. Alan, Dartford are the best team in the league by a country mile, but still it's disappointing to concede 6 at home, isn't it?
Oh, massive. Like I say, we'll be the only team who's was second top of the league in all of the minus 25 goal difference. It's been a problem all season, we know that. For example, maybe to sure we haven't had a chance to work on anything this week. The lads are tired, but it's the first time since I've been a manager when I thought I wouldn't mind swapping every player. You know what I mean? It's one of them where they're better in every department and we've cruised it, to be honest. And I think they've had the league won since Christmas, to be honest, but they've been waiting for a game like this just to get out there. And when they wanted to up the tempo, like for example, when we got back in the game, we up their tempo, score again, and things like that. So fair play to them. Great manager, great side. But we bounce back, we'll be back, and we'll get in the playoffs, and we'll have a very good conference. So I'm telling you that now. People may think I'm stupid or thick or whatever, thinking like that. We've all had it in there together. The Chems even being in, seeing how well we've done this year, and anything to play for 2 weeks ago. We're down, but not out. I'm telling you that now.
If Adam Thompson's header goes in to make it 4-3, is it a different game?
Yeah, it will be, but again, would you upped it again? Like, you know, have you only upped it when I had to up it? To be honest, everybody knows, I thought it was men against boys today. And that's the thing, what we, you know, like, the standard we had to get to last year to be champions, we've had a look at the standard what we'd have to do again to get the champions, like, you know. So they're, like, quite, you know, a unique side, to be honest, because, let's say, I thought we were all right, but when you needed to up their game, we upped it, and I think that's the difference between them and anybody else, to be honest, you know.
Dean Lodge came on at half time and he seemed to create things when he was on the pitch. What did you make of his performance?
This is a 10th every average, right? Like everybody else. I don't know what he. Okay. We
created more second half though, didn't we?
We just conceded more as well, did we not? Like, you know, so that's what goes on. Like, you know, I've had it with Lodge, and I'll be. To be honest, if he adapted himself to train and he trained hard and if he tried to play hard, then maybe he could play at this level, and I'm sure he can. And he may have to at the end of the season, like, you know, and it's like a few of them. But like I say, I ask him just to give effort all the time. That's all I want from Lodge or anybody, to be honest, you know, and try and train and have a very good training and turn up on time and all of this. That's just this Lodge, that's some players, and then turn up on time and give it a very good. That's what I ask, you know.
Rob Tolfrey has been in fine form since we signed him. How down is he today? He made a couple of mistakes.
He made a couple of mistakes, but he'll be back. He'll be back next week, and he'll be outstanding against here, since I've got no doubt about that whatsoever. He's the best keeper. And he's had a bad day at the office, like a few have. Only good thing is, like I say, conceding 6 goals at home. What else? What do you do? You can blame each other. You can say what an awful season it's been when it's still 2 weeks to go. We'll probably need 3 points now to get in the playoffs. What a difference a week makes. Do I go and sulk? Yes, I do, for the weekend. Do we come back positive on Monday? Yes, we do as well. We've got the best coaching staff to get up for it. We've got the best players to get up for it, because I believe we are the second best team in the league. It's no good me saying that now. We've got to do something about it in the next 2 weeks coming up. We are fresh. We'll be fresh for next Saturday. We'll be fresh for Saturday after. So we'll get the playoffs and we'll have a right go at that. You don't worry about that. We're having a bad time at the club, but hopefully in the next 2 weeks that'll be forgotten about when we get a couple of results on the board. And we will do. We will get them. I'm telling you that now.
Does the current form worry you at all?
Not at all.
Next games?
Not at all. Because like before kickoff, I'm telling you honest with you, before kickoff, and Martin and Harmsley and all that, I worried about their front two against our back three, to be honest, because they're all big, strong and all that. And I thought we would score. I thought we would hit a score few. I didn't think we would score more than 6, to be honest, but as we say, it's a point. And I thought their back lads are solid in the win challenges. So that was a bit of a worry before kickoff. The only other side of the pitch, I thought we could match them. To tell you the truth, that was a plan. But it proved right. Their front two were excellent. One, they were strong and bullied our three centre-halves about a bit, and we've just scored 6 goals. For example, the one where Tobbs did drop and all that, you know, their front lad gets Adam Thompson, just crosses it in with ease, and you're thinking, on the other side of the pitch, we didn't get that. We had players who would put their foot in and things. It's disappointing. You know, and what kind of guy? I kind of can't hammer the lads because they've done great this season up to now. If we don't get in the playoffs, or we don't have a compete in the playoffs, then it will be a massive disappointment. Yeah, but we're not intending to do that. We intend to be better, and we will get better, and we'll be refreshed by next week. And this time next week, I'll be on this interview, and it'll be a different performance down at Houston's. You watch.
Is an improvement from the beginning of the season. We scored twice and we only lost by 4.
I see. I put you play the champions, and then cheers for that, Simon. Thanks so much. Hit a man when he's down. I didn't, you know, when you got about 300 Kears fans on my case at the minute. So I thought you and Ali were mates, but.